But in the meantime, the games are still on, and the women's giant slalom event today had people talking about the skier who came in first and the one who finished dead last. The skiers fought through snow, rain, and fog, but in the end, Tina Maz of Slovenia won her second gold at Sochi. Nathaniel Vinton is covering alpine skiing at Sochi for the New York Daily News. He's a former racer himself, and he recently profiled Slovenia's golden girl.
She's got a new coach. She built her whole season around these Olympics, and she's just a terrific racer who's spent a lot of time getting her form perfect.
Now, she's strong in all four alpine disciplines, slalom, giant slalom, super G, and downhill. How unusual is that?
It's pretty unusual. There's only three or four athletes at any given time that can do that. It takes a long time to build up all of those skills, and it really takes careful planning because you're going to races constantly and you're not getting much time to train in different events.
Now, Maz is from Slovenia. It's a tiny little country. It used to be part of Yugoslavia. It's done pretty well at the Olympics, 5 medals. What goes on there?
Well, they're crazy about skiing there. She's from very close to the Austrian border in a pretty mountainous area. And she's from a little town, and it's got a tiny little ski hill there. I visited it last year, and it's small, and it's very primitive, but you can do a lot of skiing there. It was right next to her home.
As I understand it, Tina Maz switched her coach about a month before the Olympics. What prompted that?
Well, she wasn't having great results in December, and something was wrong, and she decided to get this coach sort of out of semi-retirement. He was working for Swiss television and came in as a sort of emergency measure to get her back on track. I think their relationship is mainly mental. It's not that he's changing her technique in any dramatic way whatsoever. It's more motivating her and helping her make the right decisions about what kind of training to do when and so forth.
Now, there is a story about the person who finished dead last today, Vanessa Mae Vanacorn, the name she's using for the Olympics. Her father is from Thailand, so she's skiing for Thailand, but she's really a world-class violinist. Did you see her race?
I did. I saw her race. I even saw her inspecting the course before the first run.
And apparently she is a far better musician than she is a skier. How did she look out there?
She looked brave, considering where her skill level is. She finished dead last, and it wasn't an easy day. It was raining and foggy, so I'd say she looked pretty good, all things considered.
Well, it turns out Tina Maz is also a musician. Listeners can judge whether she'd get the gold for this. Nathaniel Vinton is covering the Sochi Olympics for the New York Daily News. Nathaniel, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Train.